Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
...98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Wichita police are remembering the work of Stacy Woodson, the off-duty officer killed Friday night in a motorcycle truck crash, along with his 10-year-old son, Brayden. Police Chief Gordon Ramsey says Woodson had been with the department for 16 years and was a new member of the recently resumed motorcycle traffic unit.
In 2010, he received the Bronze Wreath of Valor when he and other officers responded to a domestic violence call where the suspect was armed with an AR-15 rifle. And it was his actions, his verbal communication, restraint, and bravery that Stacy assisted in taking that suspect into custody without any use of force.
A suspect was arrested after the crash that killed Officer Woodson and his son on charges related to drunk driving.
A man was wounded in the leg and his clothes were stolen following an incident in South Wichita.
It happened just after 6 Monday night in the 1200 block of South Lulu near Lincoln and Hydraulic. A police spokesman said the man was involved in some type of transaction near Harry and Washington. That's when multiple suspects forced the man into their vehicle. They took him to an alley on Lulu and shot him in the leg. They also took the man's clothing. The suspects fled the scene in a newer, dark-colored SUV. Investigators said the man went to the back door of a church on Lulu where someone inside called 911 to report the shooting. The man was taken to an area hospital in serious condition. No arrests have been made. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita is once again embarking on a citywide effort to clear residential streets of inoperable vehicles, storage trailers, and vehicles with expired tags. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says residents are on alert to get those moved off the streets.
We are giving a 7-day media notice to all citizens for removal of such vehicles. And then once the vehicle is marked for tow with a green sticker, the owner will have 48 hours to remove the vehicle from the street, or it will be towed on May 9th.
This is the second year in a row for this citywide project, identifying blight problems and towing them away if they're not moved.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will again hear from citizens who are upset with the police department over officer-involved shootings, including the fatal shooting of a man during a swatting incident. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
We'll look at it from our perspective and see if there were policies violated or if there's something that needs to be changed, and the Citizens Review Board now will kick in, and they're going to listen to all of the information and weigh in on it, and then the manager's office. So we have several steps to get through.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS.
As President Trump considers whether or not to continue the Iran nuclear deal, Israel is claiming Iran's pulling one over on the world when it comes to its nuclear ambitions.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says
Iran lied.
Netanyahu says Israeli spies were able to get thousands of documents showing Iran lied about curbing its nuclear program. But some Israeli critics say those documents were from before 2015, when the nuclear agreement was actually signed. President Trump has until May 12th to re-up the deal that lifted sanctions against Iran, but the president points out the deal overall has a limited shelf life.
You know, in 7 years, that deal will have expired, and Iran is free to go ahead and create nuclear weapons. That's not acceptable.
Germany and France want the U.S. to stay in the deal. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Bonnie Raitt has canceled some of her tour, including the date in Wichita with James Taylor.
Bonnie Raitt posted on social media she's canceling her tour dates with James Taylor due to health issues. Raitt will be out of the first leg of her tour with Taylor due to a medical situation that emerged following her annual physical, the singer's reps. Posting on her Facebook page, it was determined that she needed to schedule some surgery soon. The prognosis is good and a full recovery is expected. Rate adding, I'm deeply sorry to have disappointed my fans. Adding, I fully expect a return for the second leg of the U.S. tour in June, followed by our European tour in July. For those wanting a refund, you have to check with your original point of purchase. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Get ready to pay more at the gas pumps this summer.
With crude oil prices going up, drivers can expect the cost to trickle down to their gas tanks as summer approaches. AAA saying the national average for regular gasoline is now $2.81 per gallon, nearly one in five gas stations charging more than $3 a gallon. Prices are typically higher this time of year because of increased demand from families going on vacations and refineries transitioning from winter blend gasoline to summer blend. Production cutbacks from oil exporting countries also driving up the cost. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Gasoline prices taking a hike this morning here in Wichita and South Central Kansas. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Temperatures were already in the mid to upper 60s. We expect to be windy and warm again this afternoon with a high 78. Strong south winds may gust up to 35 miles per hour. Should be cloudy and breezy tonight, our low near 70. And tomorrow, the threat of severe weather increases. Thunderstorms likely forming by early afternoon and continuing into tomorrow evening. Wednesday's high 83. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, 60. 7 degrees. We have a south wind gusting to 29 miles per hour. That wind is something else, Ted. Yeah, I went to the back door a while ago to look for the newspaper here at the building and opened that door just a crack and whew, wind caught it and almost ripped it off its hinges. But it's blowing. It's going to be blowing for the next day or two, it looks
I'm
like.
I'm okay with south of the south.
Yeah. Oh, man. North wind that like that?
Had enough of that for the last few months.
It's just, ew, yike. An off-duty police officer jumped on a coyote and throttled it as the animal attacked a 5-year-old girl on a suburban New York playground. Casey King Petralisi says the coyote appeared out of nowhere and ran like a cheetah toward her daughter, Natalia, and 3-year-old son. Family fled, but the coyote caught up to them. King Petralisi kicked and punched the animal as it moved in and bit Natalia.
Oh.
Off-duty Irvington officer, Arcangelo Liberatore, this is New York, folks, says he put his hands around the coyote's neck and tried to squeeze the life out of it.
Well, yeah, if it's attacking a 5-year-old girl.
Yeah. Mount Pleasant police then shot and killed the animal. Everyone got rabies shots.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, a coyote is not going to be that aggressive.
Yeah.
Unless something's
wrong.
Yeah. That's a very kind of a bashful animal. They want to run and hide if they can.
Man.
A Rush City, Minnesota businessman is giving the gift of education to seniors at the local high school. More than 40% of this year's graduates at Rush City High School will be attending college for free, thanks to Dennis Frensden. He's offering free tuition at Pine Technical and Community College, a 2-year school in nearby Pine City. Superintendent Teresa Dupree says the offer is unprecedented. 25 students plan to take Frensden up on his offer. Frensden never went to college himself, having started a logging business when he was 17. Not long after that, Frensden applied for an expansion loan at a bank in Luck, Wisconsin, and he was denied. He vowed that one day he would own the bank.
He probably did.
Guess what?
Yeah.
Today he does, along with 35 other banks. A guy who didn't get his education is financing education for a lot of kids.
That?
A lot of kids are in that community. That is a great story.
That's pretty good.
And that guy, obviously, he had a lot on the ball, taking that limited education, going into business and just, you know, working it up. Wow. That's a great story. All right. 637, Steve and Ted, Wichita City Council. As you may have heard our news this morning, the mayor told us that they're going to talk about that fireworks ordinance again today. And I'm not sure exactly what the particulars are because they've changed.
They've had 10 months to get to this, and they still haven't done anything on it yet.
They're talking about different kinds of penalties and so forth now, and enforcement, and how to enforce the law, and this and that.
Do other cities have this problem? They must. This cannot be just a Wichita thing.
Yeah, how do you solve
this
it?
This cannot be a Wichita thing. It's got to be the same everywhere.
Well,
doesn't it?
As I understand the current ordinance, you can't shoot off anything that goes higher than 6 feet. A regular firecracker you can't shoot, can you? A regular firecracker like we had when we were kids?
Nope.
You can burn the snakes and whatnot. I'll tell you what, I'm not going to tell you where I have gone to the suburbs on the 4th. somewhere in Wichita within the city limits. Nobody.
Nobody pays attention
nobody
to that.
Nobody pays any attention to it.
Not a bit.
And you can't ask a fireman to go around and just warn everybody, which they do. Yeah, I mean, if either you're going to have a lawyer or not. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Just get more firefighters on duty. Maybe that's it. Call for volunteer fire brigades to help out with the regular firefighters on the 4th of July because you know there are going to be fires. All right, interesting. They'll be talking about, and Mayor Longwell yesterday on Mondays with the Mayor said they could vote on something today. So
okay.
Maybe they'll get it resolved in time for 4th of July, Ted.
Mm. Well, we're only a couple months away.
Here we are. We're getting close. 6:39 now, Steve and Ted, time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. On the opening Monday, the live cattle and feeder cattle experience followed through buying and traded above last Friday's highs by the buying dried up and the selling took over with mostly triple-digit losses occurring. April live cattle expired down 70 cents yesterday at $17.65 premium to the June contract. Cash cattle trading volume out of our feed yards last week was very impressive, and lean hog futures traded two-sided and closed mixed yesterday. On the close, June cattle were 90 cents lower at 106.10, May feeders $1.85 lower at 140.17, and June lean hog 7 cents higher at 72.70. On Monday, the wheat, corn, and soybeans and soybean meal all traded above the highs that were made last Friday. Yesterday's upside was not able to hold going into the close, with only the entire soybean complex closing negative and the rest closing on the slightly positive side. And we also saw crop progress numbers out. Corn planting is 17% complete, bean planting 5% nationwide. The spring wheat's only 10% planted, and the good actual rating of the nation's wheat crop 33%. Now, today is the first leg of the Kansas Wheat Tour as it leaves Manhattan and concludes with a meeting in Colby tonight. At the moment, July Casey wheat, 6.5 cents lower at 5.31. July corn, a quarter of a penny higher at 4.01. July soybeans down 4 cents at 10.44.5. June crude oil, 79 cents lower at 67.77. And the June gold, $9.80 lower at 13.09.30. June S&P, a quarter of a point higher at 26.47.25. June dollar index, 40 cents higher at 92.02. And June Dow Jones futures, 12 points lower at 24,119. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
I mean, it seems like that they've been doing that Kansas Wheat Tour for about as long as I can remember. But what exactly do they do on that? They're just trying to assess what the wheat crop is looking like or what?
Yes, they do. And they have people on that tour that's been on it every year. They have people that are professionals that, you know exactly what they're looking at. But they also have a lot of other people from various parts of the ag industry and from various parts of the world that are on the tour, too. They are given instructions on what to look at so they know when they see certain stages of the crop, they know how to assess it. And then they put this report together at the end on what they think the production of this crop is going to be based on what they're seeing right now.
So it's not only educational, but you take those people who are going along, is the possibility you're going to export that? You got people there who might import that to their countries?
That's exactly right, Steve.
Okay. Hey, see, I'm learning.
You're catching on fast.
Yeah, the wheat tour. Hmm. You've given me a grain of knowledge today. Get it?
Hey, that was a great comment.
Grain of knowledge. A mustard seed grain of knowledge. All right, thank you, Tom. 6:42 now. Keep it here for Don Grant, CFP. He is the money tracker. Time to save up more for that house, says Don Grant, the money tracker. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.